This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick. Very much looking forward to today's conversation. I had a long discussion with today's guest about when we last had her on the show, and we came to the conclusion that it was probably maybe 3, 4, maybe even 5 years ago. It's been quite a while, but it is good to have her back, and we've got some really exciting stuff to talk about. Let's say hello to our guest. Her name is Laura Flushi. She is the Executive Director of Museum of Design Atlanta, or better known as MoDA. Laura, welcome back to the show after all these years.
Thanks so much, Todd. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you. I appreciate you making time to join us. I know you have a lot of going on, a big deal tonight that we're going to talk about. You got a big exhibit that's about to close and a new one starting in just a couple of weeks, so I know you have a lot going on. I'm really grateful for you swinging by. You know, just in case someone listening is not too familiar with MoDA, I wonder if you could take a minute and just tell us a bit about you, your background, and then give us that overview of MoDA, what you guys are all about, mission and purpose.
Sure. I'm the executive director of the Museum of Design Atlanta, and I have been with MoDA since 2010. I moved to Atlanta from Rome, Italy, where I lived for 15 years. Wow. I was trained as a classical archaeologist and spent some time doing archaeology there and teaching undergraduates archaeology and art history. Ultimately decided that academia wasn't quite entrepreneurial enough for me and I wanted to do something else and found my way to MoDA. At the very moment that MoDA was moving from its downtown location, where it had been for about 20 years, to location in the Midtown Arts District, which was a little bit like pressing the reboot button for the museum. So it's been really fun to be on board. And it's been a really interesting fit for me as well. I'm an archaeologist. Now I am working in design, but I firmly believe that design is archaeology backwards. So it all works out really well.
Yeah, that sounds great. Well, I want your career track. Good Lord, that sounds like it's been a fun career to be a part of. So, all right, well, thank you for that overview of MoDA. So, all right, gosh, where do we begin? So I guess where I want to go first is, and we'll get into this where we can, we don't have a whole lot of time, but you have a lot of ongoing programs and training and educational opportunities. But one of the things you guys do is these design conversations. So I'd love for you to do two things. Tell us a bit about that overall program. But you have one of those tonight with a gentleman named Brian Collins. So tell us all about those.
Yeah, that's right. Every month or so, MoDA partners with a design graduate school here in Atlanta called the Portfolio Center. And together we bring in nationally renowned designers who give talks. They may talk about the work they've done. They may tell us how they find their inspiration. They may talk about something entirely. We've even had somebody pick up a guitar and decide to share with us his early career longing to be a rock star. Tonight, we are bringing in Brian Collins. He runs a company in New York called Collins. And Brian is really well known for his work with lots of different companies. His work's been featured in the New York Times and Forbes and Fast Company. He was responsible for producing the photo exhibition that launched the Real Beauty campaign that Dove did a few years ago. So that's a really interesting project. And one of the things I love about Brian is his idea that designers are futurists, that they look forward. And it's the responsibility of designers to understand what challenges we're going to have in the future and to design for them before we meet them. So I think his will be a really interesting conversation.
Designers are futurists. I love that idea. I have to think about that some more, but I've never heard that. But I agree.
Yeah, me too.
So
absolutely.
I'm looking forward to thinking about that long after this conversation. That's a great comment. So, all right. So Brian Collins is tonight. Is this a ticketed event? If I just want to show up tonight, can I do that? How does that work?
It is a ticketed event. We ask that you check our website, which is museumofdesign.org, and you can grab a ticket there. Look for design conversations on the website. And we would love to see everybody come out and welcome Brian to Atlanta.
So not too late to come tonight. And
absolutely
then at that same place as they can look at the future schedule.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So thank you for sharing that about Brian. Looking forward to that. So you also have a series of exhibits. I think about 3 a year, roughly, of the major exhibits. got one right now that's actually closing in just a couple of days. So September 3rd, I believe, is the final day of this exhibit, which we're going to talk about. So it sounds fascinating based on what we've already talked about, but it's by Luba Lukova.
That's right.
And the exhibit's called Designing Justice. So tell us all about that.
Sure. We put up about 3 exhibitions a year, and so we are always excited for the new one, but sad to see one go.
Yeah.
We're a little bit in that sad space right now. We approached an artist and designer, again from New York, whose name is Luba Lukova, a few months ago, and we asked her if she would work with us to put up an exhibition of her posters, which address social justice issues, and she agreed. Luba was born in Bulgaria under the communist regime, and she got her training there as an artist and as a designer. But when the wall fell in 1991, she came to the United States for the first time. And when she got here, she discovered that her work was already known because the communist regime had been sending it out. So she got a job with the New York Times on her first trip to the United States and started a life in the U.S. She does lots of illustrations that are featured in things like Time Magazine, the New York Times. She works for various companies. But her real passion is social justice, the kinds of issues that we're talking about right now in our world.
Oh, yeah.
Healthcare, social security, corporate corruption, gentrification, issues that are important in Atlanta and across the world. And she makes really beautiful, powerful posters that open conversations around those issues. They are not propaganda posters that tell you what to think. They are very much posters that make you think and make you want to talk about those issues. So that's closing on September 3rd, and we don't think anyone should miss it. So please come.
Yeah, so you still have time to go see this exhibit by Luba Lukova. Hearing you tell the story, I now think I am familiar with her work.
Yeah.
Because I believe I've heard of that story. And recalling that now, I think I have seen some of her posters, some of her work. So I think
probably
it's,
have.
I suspect most of us have. We don't realize it. So
exactly.
It's not like it's going to be a scintillating exhibit to see. And excited that those listening today still have some time to go see that one. So now the other thing that I want to talk about is you have a new exhibit starting later in September the 17th, I believe, by Debbie Millman, called Text Me How We Live in Language. I'm curious to hear more about that one.
We're really excited about this. We close for 2 weeks when we take an exhibition down and put a new one up. So on September 17th, we'll be opening to the public in this exhibition, Text Me, which is being curated by the internationally renowned designer, brand strategist, and podcaster, Debbie Millman. So your listeners may know Debbie from her really popular podcast called Design Matters. She's invited about 60 artists and designers to participate in this exhibition, so there's going to be a broad array of work. And the exhibition looks at the rise of bold typography as a design element and really studies the way words wrap our lives today. So the phrase text me, we think of it in terms of the phone, and we're reading text on our phone all the time. But if you really stop to think about where we see words these days, they're everywhere. They're on tattoos on our arms, they are across the backs of our shirts or on the fronts of our shirts. We buy graphic prints with words on them to put on our walls. Words are everywhere, and they've become almost a standalone design element. And so this exhibition will look at that phenomenon.
So these exhibits are very different. So Luba is just sharing her work, but Debbie Millman is curating the work of others. I mean, I guess you give the flexibility to the person who's you're asking, inviting to lead an exhibit to choose how they want to do that. Walk us through that process.
We work in a lot of ways when we're choosing exhibitions. So there's basically 3 things that can happen at MoDA. We can bring in a traveling exhibition that someone else has curated somewhere, but that we think is really appropriate for the Atlanta audience. So that happens sometimes. In other cases, we might choose to curate an exhibition ourselves. So we worked with Luba to curate her work for her exhibition. And then sometimes we go out and we find somebody who we think has a really great vision of what's happening in design, like Debbie does. And we say, can you share your vision by curating a show? So there are a lot of different ways that can happen.
Yeah, very, very cool. All right. So once again, Debbie's exhibit called Text Me, How We Live in Language is launching on September 17th, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Very, very cool. Looking forward to that one as well. So gosh, running low on time, but a couple of things also I want to talk about. I mentioned early in the broadcast, this program of yours called Design Conversations, but you do some other things, and you also target a bunch of that towards children and students. Walk us through some of those programs.
We love kids at Moda. We think like Brian Collins does, design is about the future and kids are about the future. And why not teach kids to be amazing designers from the time that they're young? So we have lots of classes for kids. We have summer camps and school break camps. And most of our classes and camps for kids combine design thinking, so problem solving like a designer, with STEM tools, science, technology, engineering, and math. Really popular with kids these days are 3D printing classes. So coming in to learn how to design something that can be 3D printed. We also do electronic circuitry classes with them. We do all kinds of things. Those classes change almost weekly. So we encourage anybody who has a child who likes to make things or take them apart or think about how the world could be a better place and wants to be part of designing that to have a look at our website and see what's out there for kids.
Yeah, very, very cool. You know, it's not going to be too long before we all have a 3D printer next to the coffee maker. And it's going to be how we build things and how we use things. And so one of my biggest regrets as a child, I wasn't exposed to these kinds of things. And you know, part of the mission of the show is to expose our Atlanta audience to all the amazing things happening in Atlanta. So grateful that you guys are putting these programs out there for kids. And I really hope that our audience chooses to partake in these great events. So, all right. Well, Laura, I hate to say it, running low on time. Before we officially close, a couple of pieces of business. Should anyone have any questions of you, how do they find you? Where do they learn more about Moda in general, but also where they learn about design conversations and other programs, especially for the children, and then information on all these exhibits, including those coming perhaps in 2018?
Great. Everything is on our website, which is www.museumofdesign.org. You can also give us a call at 404-979-6455. We're happy to answer questions, and we're a really friendly place. So if you're walking by, just stop in and have a conversation.
Outstanding. Laura Flushy, the Executive Director of the Museum of Design Atlanta, known as Moda. Great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you, Todd.
And say hey to Brian for me. All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Again, on behalf of today's guest, Laura Flushy, I am Todd Schnick. Signing off for now. Thank you for tuning in and listening, and we look forward, and we'll see you tomorrow.